You damn right the drive is live. And we got a monster day. You heard the voice. You know it. If you've been around Sports Radio 610 any amount of time, that's Sean Bijani. He is in for Ron the Show Ugly. And here's the deal. Just a little explanation. My man Reggie and my man Ron were both out today. They worked hard. They worked long on Friday, long hours. You got 6A to 6P on Friday. So they took their July 4th vacation day today. So that's why those two guys are not here enjoying a little time
some
with
of that
their family.
Tea and honey.
Yeah. I got some of that for you. So, but I want to start this thing off right. I'm going to mention it multiple times today. Big shout out to Ron the Show Hughley and Reginald Atatula for the successful, like uber successful radiothon benefiting the Houston Food Bank. $23,000+ goes a long way. It goes a long way. And, you know, so many times, you know, I'm guilty. We're all guilty. So many times we let folks like Ron and Reggie do something as big as they did on Friday. And then we just sweep it under the rug and we keep this thing moving. We ain't doing that today, man. Hey, I'm proud to be associated with them boys for what they do. And that's not just a one day, 12 hour radio deal. Those guys put time and effort into it. To put it all together, to get all the auction items, the sponsorships, the lineup, and get everybody dialed in. And this year was made even more difficult on those guys because it was July 4th weekend, the Friday before July 4th weekend. And so I want to start this thing off, Bijani, by giving them fellas, a couple of our teammates, a big shout out for giving back in a successful Friday afternoon, man. So. Big shout out to them boys. They'll be back. I believe I'll be back on air tomorrow. If you out there, the listener, right? If you want to get involved in the show today, 713-572-4610. The text line is open. Sean Bijani is all eyes. We might open them phone lines too here a few times on today's show. We'll see. You can also follow along on YouTube and Twitch. The chat rooms are open. So tune in with us. We got a big show lined up for you. And we got to start right there where the crosstalk started when we sat down. The USA plays Belgium tonight in a round of 16 World Cup game. U.S., correct me if I'm wrong, Bijani, but the U.S. has never won a World Cup game in this round. Is that correct?
Nah, everything they've done to get to this point is a first for a World Cup team, you know, the USA. And it's from right here, you feel like it's kind of like icing on the cake. I think if you would have said, hey, yeah, U.S. is going to make it to the round of 16 this year. You tell us that 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, you're like, yeah, icing on the cake the rest of the way through. It'll be fun. But now that you've seen these dudes play and you know what lies ahead of them, it's going to be a tough road with Belgium being a top 10 ranked squad in the tournament this year. France is going to be out there. Portugal and Spain are playing right now, so you're going to get a badass team come from the winner of this game. I think you've got expectations now for the U.S. Like, keep this thing going, but I don't know that disappointment can actually be a word unless there's some sort of heartbreaking loss here that we're going to be using. You know, lose or draw at the end of tonight.
Yeah, but the reason this is a monster story isn't just because it's a round of 16 knockout game, and if the USA wins, it'll be a monster win, not just for the season, but not just for this year, but in our World Cup history. But the way this thing has all gone down has been absolutely fascinating. So this is a big day for all of us casual fans and the super invested fanaticals in the game of soccer. It's a huge day to have a game tonight of this magnitude. What's fascinating is kind of what's all unfolded since the U.S. was able to win against Bosnia-Herzegovina in that round of 32 to get here where we are today. What many believe are what was the United States best player. Everybody I've talked to has said that he was definitely one of the top two players. Flo Balogun, he was given a red card, missed 30 minutes of the Bosnia-Herzegovina game, which was pretty much in hand. I think the U.S. dominated. I thought the U.S. dominated that game a lot more than even the commentators thought.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's 1-0 at the time when you lose them, right?
Yeah,
but you never felt like that game was in danger of being lost.
Well, I was even like even when Bosnia, they did have a couple of shots, and it was just one of those where defensively we were just smothering them. And so it was just one of those where I just didn't ever feel threatened. And late in that game, one of our best players, one of our best offensive weapons, striker Flo Balogun, got his feet tangled up, was no call in regulation. They go to review it. They throw the red card, which means he's out that game and he's out the next game, right? And then what follows is what's very, very interesting, right? FIFA execs immediately after the game made it clear to reporters that there was no avenue for the U.S. to appeal the red card. So Balogun, they were going to play in the round of 16 with no Balogun. U.S. Soccer even indicated there were no plans to appeal unless there was the suspension was extended beyond one game, then they would appeal it. Well, it was never extended beyond one game. So the thought was, and we did segments on it last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hot. I don't even know the rules of soccer, and I was hot. Like, I felt cheated at this point in time, right? But then there was some goings on behind the scenes. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, made a phone call, and all of a sudden, FIFA did the right thing. Not only did they review what the hell happened in the game and how it was taken from a no call to a red card, and not only did they review it, but they have suspended the one game ban. There's no D on ban, by the way, for U.S. striker Flo Balogun for World Cup round of 16 versus Belgium tonight. Belgium then appealed FIFA's decision, which was dismissed this morning, which means, ladies and gentlemen, we've got our full team. America is whole in round of 16 versus Belgium. We were already the favorite with Balogun out. Is that right, Tyler? We were the betting favorite anyway, were we not?
I believe so. I believe so, yes, sir.
And so now we've got our striker back. We've got one of our best players back. The outcome of all of this is huge of how it all went down, but I'm telling you, this is... It's fascinating that the president of the United States could step in, basically force a review, get it done, and America's whole, and we got a much better chance of winning this game in round of 16. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, DraftKings moved U.S. from minus 115 favorites to minus 140 favorites. That was after the Balogun red card
right.
Reprieve. So, yeah, I think a lot of people probably looked at U.S. as like, wow, you know, they're going up against Belgium and they're still favored. I think a lot of that is because of momentum and the way that they've played, how they've gotten here. And I don't think it's that crazy to have favored U.S. They're riding more momentum now than they had maybe ever before, to be honest with you. I don't remember this country being this hot, the vibe being this real, at least, you know, in my adult lifetime. In World Cup soccer for Team USA.
Well, it just got more hype with the president getting involved. Here's Donald Trump talking about his reasoning behind making the call.
All I did, I asked for a review because I didn't think it was a foul. And, you know, again, I'm good at this stuff. I didn't think it was a foul. I thought it was two great athletes that crashed into each other and got entangled. That was not a guy punching somebody in the face or anything that, you know, would be different. And I think it's a terrible, if they wouldn't allow, you know, a top player, maybe the best, maybe among the best players on the team to play, I think it would have had a big stain. And I related just that feel. I didn't tell him what to do. I can't tell him what to do. But and I don't believe he made the decision. I think it was a committee that made the decision. And they made the right decision because, number one, it wasn't a foul. And you want to see a game with your best players.
I love it. Absolutely. This isn't the New York Knicks,
mm-hmm.
right? This isn't the Dallas Cowboys. This isn't the New York Yankees. This isn't some pro team in a league that exists here in the United States and he just happened to be a fan of. This is the team that's representing our country. So if the president of our country has the power to make a phone call and make a difference, especially in a situation like that, because I couldn't agree more, by the way.
Going to be a great NFL player.
Yeah. But, the thought that a player could lose, literally miss this opportunity – forget about us as a fan, but the thought that a player that's worked his whole life to get to where he's at today and they've got an opportunity in round of 16 to do something that's never been done in U.S. history, and he has to miss a game because of that.
Yeah.
I agree. I think real soccer fans that just go, and Reg is one of them. I think they're crazy.
But here,
I think when you watch that and you go, oh, that's just soccer. If that if what we were fixing to be victims of, if that doesn't move you emotionally, then something's wrong with you. Well, you in the sport.
We don't have to worry about it now.
Good call.
It's done.
Fair.
Flo's going to play. It's going to be all good. But here is my problem. It took the freaking president of the United States to make a phone call to say, hey, this needs to be looked at again. We need to do something about this because what happened was not right. And he's right. We all saw it. Most of us at least have seen the play. What would have happened? What would have happened if the president doesn't make the phone call? Like, who else is making that phone call? Who else has got, the pull, the influence to make sure that this doesn't happen? This does not continue to be the case, and U.S. goes in shorthanded.
Also, tip the cap to FIFA. I mean, they get a lot of crap because of kind of how flyby.
Because of how crooked they are?
Well, the crookedness is one thing, but there's trust me, I'm just doing my due diligence. It appears that this is kind of making decisions like that as you go along and not being afraid to just use some common sense and not be we're going to stick to our guns. Like, I tip my cap to them for being willing to make this adjustment. And now, again, to Trump's point, it would have been different if somebody would have walked up and punched somebody or kicked somebody or blew somebody's knee out with a dirty move. That was clearly an accident. There was no intention, to injure anybody there. I'm just, hell, I tipped a cap to Trump for making the call.